I'm Tim McGuire. A Washington federal judge rules President Trump cannot block a subpoena from the House Oversight and Governmental Affairs Committee seeking his financial records and those of the Trump Organization from his accounting firm. The judge says the committee's reasons were valid legislative purposes. President Trump tells his former counsel to defy a House Judiciary Committee subpoena. Here's Jackie Quinn.
The Justice Department's issued a legal opinion that former White House counsel Don McGahn can't be compelled to testify before Congress about what he knew about the Russia investigation and what he told special counsel Robert Mueller about the president's efforts to thwart it. The opinion says McGahn would have immunity as a former presidential advisor. That prompted President Trump to direct McGahn to defy the congressional subpoena that orders him to testify or face a possible contempt of Congress charge. In 2014, the Justice Department issued a similar opinion that close presidential advisors have absolute immunity from congressional subpoenas. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Chicago's new mayor sets a pair of city records.
I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Lori Lightfoot swearing in featured two firsts.
Chicago's first Black woman mayor and first openly gay mayor.
Lightfoot is facing some challenges. The biggest could be her plan to overhaul the Chicago Police Department.
People cannot and should not live in neighborhoods that resemble a war zone.
The new mayor says there is no higher calling than restoring safety and peace to Chicago neighborhoods.
Enough of the shootings, enough of the guns, enough of the violence.
The fiercest resistance to the mayor in Chicago will come from rank-and-file police officers and the union that represents them. I'm Ed Donahue.
Ford is cutting 7,000 white-collar jobs around the world. Most of those cuts will be overseas. Some 2,300 positions are being lost in Detroit. This is AP Radio News. A Maryland pediatrician accused recently of raping a patient has since been indicted on 65 additional charges, including 9 counts of child sex abuse. Frederick County Police and prosecutors say a grand jury has indicted Dr. Ernesto Torres after 11 more victims came forward following his first indictment. He's on home detention after posting a $100,000 bond. A 16-year-old Guatemalan is the fifth migrant child to die in U.S. custody since December.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection said in a statement that Border Patrol apprehended the teenager in the Rio Grande Valley of South Texas on May 13th. And during a welfare check this morning, the agency says the teenager was found unresponsive. While the agency did not say why the teenager was detained, it adds he was due for placement in a facility for youth operated by the Department of Health and Human Services. A 2-year-old child died last week after he and his mother were detained by the Border Patrol. I'm Shelley Antler.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.